The following is Josie Scott's talk, Adventures in Mobile Usability Testing from UX Thursday, Detroit. UX Thursday is brought to you by UIE and Vitamin T. For more information about future UX Thursday events, visit uxthursday.com. That's uxthursday.com.
The fact is, I like it when people can just naturally use the phone the way they normally would. So I don't have a sled. It's an open question, but right now I don't have a sled. But I do have this lovely iPivo camera that allows you to get a very, very clear picture of what's going on. And the wonderful thing about this site I have on my phone itself, the reason this office may very well have been available was because it had an extra special feature, which I'm going to play for you right now. Do you hear that noise? That noise is the sound of predator birds. It's a recording playing outside, just outside that door right there, because they want to discourage the unwanted creatures that might populate the area. Pigeons, rodents, whatever. But understand, we're all biologically based, right? 3 days of listening to that, I was pretty ready to take cover too. Yes, our participants definitely did hear it. They were able to accomplish the tasks that they need pretty quickly. So I don't think it proved to be a huge barrier. 3 days worth was a little bit of a challenge. Other challenges that we had, and we had several. One of them, sort of the thing to keep in mind, is that what can go wrong is going to go wrong. Let's be honest. And you need to be ready for it. So we had a family emergency that kept the interaction designer from being there in the war room. We did have a nice conference room set up. We had Observer on the other machine over there, and they were watching and taking notes and so forth, but the designer wasn't able to be present. We had a little last-minute equipment juggling to do. So as I was doing my run-throughs, always, always, always do not one run-through, but two. Make sure one of them is a technical run-through so you have all of your equipment working. Run-through, the machines died. What? So I had to quickly back down one version, sorry guys, on my Moray, and then switch machines. And that worked, thank goodness. Got through the test with that. We had all sorts of unusual things. Every night the network seemed to slow down a little bit. Other little problems came up along the way. One of them was sort of interesting, and I don't know if it was the HTC that we were using to test with, or if Axshare in particular, which is an online, you know, sharing tool, right? It's just a web-based tool to put your prototype up. Our participants would put their finger into an input box, and the Android would go blank quietly for a minute, and then it would give you a phone because it was confused, didn't know what to do. So it would give you the phone interface by default. That was sort of an unusual one. So we had to think frequently how to handle some of the situations that were coming up along the way. Some of the surprises that we ran into had more to do with the findings, and this is why testing and testing and testing is such a great thing. So how many people recognize this button right here? Right? The hamburger button. Where did you see it? Where did you see it? Where is the last place you saw it? Go ahead.
I read a blog post that described it as the hamburger that makes the basement slide up.
I love that description. You see it on Facebook, it is almost a de facto standard. And it, just to make doubly, doubly sure that we were using the right element, Maria and I went ahead and put one on paper and shopped it around the office as a hallway test. What thing would you press to find all your options in this app? One, hands down, no problem. But this is where context of use really matters, because in that picture above that, you see something else, this thing right here. That is the Android browser menu button in some versions of Android. And it sits above that button just like that. And it says menu. I think it says menu because their testing didn't go so well either. And you know, that word is like an eye magnet. And people, even when they successfully use the button, the hamburger button, went back and tried to use a menu button, which got them in trouble every single time. So that was a surprise. So because the team was very passionate, and I wasn't in there with them, and Maria wasn't in there with them, they wanted to make some changes. So they got on the phone with Maria and said, quick, make me some changes. So one of the changes that we tried was a little layover help that explained the button, and it was explain the button, and it was explain the button, and it was as nice as any layover help I've seen yet. It pointed to the menu button, and it said, do this, and you had to click it to get rid of it. People read it out loud and then failed to use the menu button. We have a different button now. Lessons learned. There were several lessons learned. One of them that I will always say is have a backup for the backup. This particular thing, however, is something that we learned sort of on the fly, and it's part of the environment with mobile. Every operating system has a different hardware interface, okay? These are keyboards for Android. So, you right there. What button has the forward slash on the left there? Can you see it? Anybody else? Can you see it? Go ahead, call it out. Okay, how about the middle one? What about this one? And if you don't know that keyboard, now you're stuck in a test and you're trying to figure out how to operate through something that you might otherwise use quite well. So we learn to facilitate, to accommodate, and to be generous with our help. The same thing, by the way, it's not just Android. Every OS upgrade with iPhone is exactly the same issue, that things move around and people might need to learn it, might not be their thing. We had to use our equipment in this particular case because we didn't want any artifacts left behind, number one, and we didn't want them to risk anything, even though it's relatively low risk. Nonetheless, we wanted to make sure that they were risk-free, so we gave them our equipment. But we did recruit according to, you know, are you an Android user? Are you an iPhone user? You get this one. We even had a Lumia person, a Windows phone. Unfortunately, she sits down. She's about 70-something, and she says, I just got my Windows phone. And then she says, I don't know how to use this keyboard. She's never used the phone. She wasn't really our client. And she also felt odd about our financial management apps. So the fact is, we did get her stylus. We got her through the study. She was able to complete the study, which says something, right? But nonetheless, we did not include her in the study in the long run. So, some of the things that we might be doing in the future, I am going to consider a sled, but I'm still looking for the perfect sled. I want the sled that doesn't interfere with how people actually normally use their phone, doesn't force them into one orientation, doesn't get in their way when they're trying to look at things. This image comes from UXIM, and it is Sid Harrell, a renowned researcher. She recommends